A poor fiddy was held at the beginning of the week for the retiring mayor of Gisborne, Meng Foon, who has been appointed as the new Race Relations Commissioner. In a statement released by the Minister of Justice, the Honourable Andrew Little, on the appointment, he said that Foon has an outstanding record as a relationship builder and walks comfortably in the Pākehā world, Māori, as well as the Chinese community and other communities making up New Zealand. The newly appointed Race Relations Commissioner, Meng Foon, joins me now on the phone for more. Kia ora, ni hao ma, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Commissioner.
Ni hao ma, Brian, talo falafa, balola le, balola ni, bula wanaka, kia ora na, morena, morena. Fantastic to be with you, Brian.
Thank you.
On my third day in the role officially.
Yes, and how's it going so far over the 3 days, Commissioner? How's it been?
Been all busy, very busy, very busy. Lots of catching up, meeting with people. I'm going to Ihu Matau today. There's a lot happening. And then we've got the Diversity Awards tonight. Going to a Tangihanga tomorrow for our very good friend, Peter Paraone. And so all over the country.
Very good. Officially, Commissioner, can you talk to me about your initial thoughts on taking up the new role?
Yeah, no, I've always been in service. So, you know, we started at seven years old in the veggie shop at Makaraka in Gisborne. My parents came here with a shirt on their back and bought some land and worked hard and saved, and we continued to serve. And then I was asked by a friend if I wanted to actually be on council. And I said, mate, what do you do? I don't actually understand what council is. And he said, well, lunch is good. And I said, kapai, I'm into lunch. But anyway, I had some good mentors, Hemi Hikawai and Owen Pinching. They were my mentors. And so that's a very important part of anyone's life, is to actually have people supporting you and guiding you. And then I decided to stand for mayor 2001. I won that and been mayor since. So throughout my life, I've been serving. And then I retired as mayor, and this job came up in the internet, and I said, it'll be just fits me right. So I applied and I duly was appointed. So thank you to Minister Little and to the interview panel. So that's where I am right now, Brian.
You'd be forgiven, Commissioner, for wanting to take a bit of a break, especially after 18 years as Mayor of Gisborne. With that, how has your time as Mayor of Gisborne over the last 18 years helped you to prepare for this role and your vision for your role as the new Race Relations Commissioner?
Well, our community's prepared me well. I mean, if I talk about the Pacific community, I go to church often, maybe more than most, and participate in all the events. I support them. I continue to ask them if they don't overstay, because they always ask me to write letters of support for their work permits and for permanent residency. And I said, look, don't be afraid of the law. The law is here to help you. We've got to be honest. If you've overstayed, it just makes it a little bit harder for me to write that letter, but we just need to be upfront. So if we can actually get the applications in before the expiry date, then that is a very good support to me as well as a support for them. And there have been people that have been literally nearly on the plane, Brian, and the immigration officers come into the plane, says, mate, we've got it wrong, you're coming off. And so that's really heartening to actually see some of the fruits of our labour in terms of supporting the Pacific community, the Māori community. All communities have been so generous right throughout my life, and I just want to give back. My vision for our communities is actually to have a safe community, a more equitable community, and a community where we tolerate each other, we celebrate success, and we nip racism in the bud.
Commissioner Ming, I want to ask you something around your upbringing, in Tairawhiti and Gisborne, and as you mentioned, 7 years old and with the market gardens and your family. How is it? I'm very interested because I understand that you are fluent in Te Reo, and at the time, I'm not sure whether you were one of the few or only mayors, but also 18 years, and of course, Chinese ancestry, predominantly Māori community in Gisborne, how that worked and how you traverse that space.
Well, I was very fortunate in my own genetics that I was actually keen on learning languages and Māori more particularly, because a lot of our customers were Māori and they came and they saw that here's a young boy that's keen, and so they really nurtured me, they corrected me, they took me under their wing, so to speak. We participated in our community's life, whether it is the Salvation Army, marae, tangihanga, birthday. We always took a truckload of vegetables to the marae when there was a tangi. And then one of my friends passed away, and my first whai kōrero to give thanks to the person who had passed was at a reasonably young age, around about 20. And so we've been involved all the time, and it's all that reciprocity, giving, taking, giving, giving, always giving. And look, it comes back in truckloads if we continue to give. Now, I did have a thought that will they actually vote a Chinese New Zealander into the council? And I did have that doubt, and when I got elected, that doubt's gone out of my head. And so what I've actually noticed is that people actually look at your character and what are you going to do. Do they trust you to do it? And at the end of the day, Brian, it's the doing that counts. And Deng Xiaoping, the Premier of China, said, it doesn't matter whether the cat is black or white, as long as it can catch mice. And that's the most important thing.
I like that. I like that. And finally, Commissioner Ming, for our listeners maybe not too familiar with the Race Relations Commission and your role, just to talk briefly on, what it is, the service that you provide to our community.
Okay, we're an independent body, independent of government. We hold government organisations to account. We hold our community to account. My role is advocacy, relationships, bring issues to me and we'll try and work through them. If people are suffering through racism or any discrimination at all, you can make a complaint to the commission, and they have an independent body where they first will mediate in the first instance. And if they can't meet, if that doesn't work, then they can actually take it to the tribunal. So it's one of the very few free services which is available, and we're very proud to actually be independent, be supportive of our community. And, Brian, silence is not the answer. We must speak up. Now, I must say that even amongst, it's not just race against race, even amongst races themselves, ethnicities themselves, there is differences as well. And so we've got to actually get our own families into a good space, a safe space, and show an example to the rest of New Zealanders that we don't tolerate this. We give nothing to racism and give nothing to discrimination as well. So, koe rā mātou mahi.